Hello and welcome to the Super Size Phys Ed podcast. My name is Dave. I'm your host and I like to talk. That's why I'm talking. So today I want to talk about whole brain teaching or what's called power teaching. What is it? Why do I use it? And why is it so cool? I'll let you know right after this. Here we go. All right, so my first disclaimer is I do not work for this company. It is called Whole Brain Teaching, and I'm not an ambassador of it. I just thought it was really cool. I was actually introduced to it not too long ago by Heather Deckert of California, or from California. She talked about something called power teaching, and I had no idea what she was talking about. And she said she uses it in her PE class. So she gave me the name of the main person that puts out the videos. I believe he's the founder of the company. His name is Chris Biffle. Again, I don't know him. I don't work for him. I'm just telling you that this is a really cool thing after I started researching it and watching the videos. And there's actually a website. So I'll link up all this later in the episode notes. So whole brain teaching, there's actually many layers of it, but I'm going to start with the basics. And I wanted to try this last year, and I didn't because I don't know. It's the beginning of the school year. It was a COVID year. It was a weird year. I didn't do it. And then I wanted to do it when I taught middle school for half a year. And again, I was like, no, So now that I'm back in PE in elementary school, I thought to myself, hey, let's try it. Beginning of the school year, it's a new year. It's a little less restricting on the what we can do and what we can't do in PE, and just, you know, how the kids are, they actually don't have to wear masks outside of PE. They do have to wear them in the classroom right now, but you know, just all that stuff came into play. And I'm like, you know what? I'm starting over in brand new school. I want to try this. So again, I started watching the videos again and again and again, and again to make sure I was doing this right. So the first thing is class. Yes. So it's the first thing. And I did this again, first week of school. I didn't do it with kindergarten first. My class schedule runs K-1. Then I have a break for lunch. I know it's weird. I have a really early lunch and planning. And then the older boys and girls are after my break. So I decided to do it with my older boys and girls, second grade through fifth grade. And again, it starts with class, yes. So anytime I say class, they say yes, and they're ready to go. I say class, they say yes. And anytime I say anything like that, like I say class, they say yes. If I say yo class, they say yo yes. I know it sounds weird saying yo yes, but they've learned to understand that. And they know it's a way that I want to get their attention. So instead of using the whistle, which I do sometimes, I'll just use the whistle in a pattern or clap in a pattern. I might just say class and they'll say yes, or I'll say class and they'll say yes. And then they're ready to go and they're very good about it. And I believe some of them did know it before from their previous teachers. So it wasn't brand new to some of them. The other main thing, and I don't use this as much right now, and I guess I'll tell you why in a moment, is teach okay. So I might talk about, I guess right now we're talking about target games. So we'll talk about all different levels of target games and things like that. And then I'll clap my hands maybe twice. I'll go teach, and they'll go okay. And then they'll turn and talk to their neighbor. Now, we're not really supposed to turn and talk right now because we're outside without masks on. So that's a whole nother kind of ball game right there. But normally, and then in the beginning of the year, I did that until they impose a new mask mandate. So bottom line is, that is another one, is teach okay. And again, you could do it in the classroom. You could do that with masks on or masks off. It's fine. It's just one of those ways to get them thinking and interacting with each other. So that's the questioning part, is teach okay. And you don't have to, you can do it in different ways. You can snap your fingers or do whatever. But then when you say teach, they do the same thing back and say okay. So there's other, that's kind of like the beginning and the end. The class yes is kind of the beginning, and the teach okay is the end. And they actually use things like power cards, which we might not get into today, but it's basically just note cards, and it reminds you of what points to address and how they're going to say class or whatever. So you can look into that as well, but you don't have to. So the next part, I guess the other parts I use, one is hands and eyes. So when I say hands and eyes, they say hands and eyes, and they put their hands together like they're, you know, they're ready to learn, and they're sitting crisscross applesauce, I tell them, on their dots, and they're sitting up. So they know something important's coming. And the final one, again, this is kind of the middle part before the teach okay, but again, I'm not doing the teach okay right now, is mirrors. So here's how we use mirrors. I will say mirrors on, and they will say mirrors on. And after that, they're repeating everything I say and doing the gestures I do. So I know you can't see me right now, so I won't do the gestures, but if I say mirrors on, they say mirrors on, and I'll say something like target games, and they'll say target games. Level one, and they'll say level one, and I'll put my finger like for a one in the air, and I'll say, you know, unopposed, or no blockers, and I'll kind of do a gesture with, you know, nothing, no blockers. And so they'll do that. They'll say it right back to me, no blockers. And I'll say level two, and they'll put two fingers in the air, and they'll say level two, and, you know, there's blockers, level three, moving targets, and I'll pretend I'm, you know, people moving around. And then I'll say mirrors off, and they say mirrors off, and then they're done. It's almost like they mimic me until I say mirrors off. And surprisingly, they're very good at this. Like they do everything I do and say everything I say. And then when I say mirrors off, they do mirrors off. But it's all about repetition and teaching them over and over again your expectations. The final thing is scoreboard, and I do like the scoreboard. So if they do really well, I'll say class. They'll say yes, and I'll tell them you did really well. I'm going to give you your first point, and I actually have it on an easel. I put coaches versus class, so I'll give them a point. And when they get a point, I'll say okay. You know, I'll say give me a 1 second party, and they'll say oh yeah, and then that's it, and then they know it's 1 second. And if they don't do well, I'll say oh, give me an aw, or I'll say give me a mighty groan is what the actual power teaching is. Give me a mighty groan. They're like oh. And then I'll get a point. Now, what I do is at the end, if we win, they don't get to roll the dice. Now, if they roll the dice for us, they're earning points towards a free choice day. Or in this case, because I know that they're big on a capture the flag, what they wanted, the older boys and girls wanted we're actually probably doing it a couple days so it gets a chance, like a capture flag week. So if they get enough points, they get that. If they don't, they don't get it. Or they won't get it. They won't get the reward until they get the points. So I know it sounded confusing, but basically, and you don't have to do anything with it. You can just say, you know, you beat us. Say oh yeah, or say yes, and they'll go yes. If they get a point, so you can do anything you want with those points in the scoreboard. It could be nothing, or it could be again for me. They roll the dice at the end. There's these foam dice, and we pick some people that have done a good job for the day, and they get to roll the dice, and we take the highest number. Is what the class total, what they get. So you can do different things. Now, I think when I talked to Heather Deckard, again, I'm using her as my inspiration on this one. I think she said she has to do like an exercise, something silly at the end whatever the reward is, if the boys and girls win, but if they, you know, if she wins, then it's something else. So you could do it however you want. You don't have to do the scoreboard, but it's a good motivator. So definitely use a scoreboard, use it however you want. Again, I'll say, you know, they did a good job. Give me a yes. They're like, yes. Or give me an, oh yeah. They're like, oh yeah. And again, they're very good at this. If you train them, you remodel this, reteach this, they're very good at this. My new school here, it's not a new school, but for me, my new school, they're doing very well with it. And it's a great motivator, the scoreboard, and even just this in general. I'll do this. We'll be on the basketball court playing a game. It wasn't basketball, but we were playing a game on the basketball court, and I'll just say class, and they'll say yes, and they'll turn and stop and listen. Again, it's not always easy. It's not always perfect. And it definitely didn't take one time. It's taken multiple times for them to get that. But I think that's a great thing to do. And that's about it until the cowbell tip of the day. So here we go. Here is the cowbell tip of the day. So your tip of the day is to check out these videos. Again, they're not my videos. I think eventually I will put out some videos of me doing them, but they're some really good videos. And again, I don't get paid for this. They don't even know who I am. So I think it's a really different way to teach. And it's also, it keeps you on track. If you really watch the videos, with the power cards that, again, I briefly discussed, it keeps you on track. You know, I'll put like three bullet points there and I'll go through one bullet point and then they teach it to each other. Again, it's a little bit different because of COVID, but then I'll do another bullet point and then I'll do the scoreboard. And so it's a great motivating thing, but it's also, it keeps me on track because I tend to ramble sometimes. So if I have these note cards in front of me, it really works well for me. So hopefully it'll work well for you. And so check out the videos, check out everything in the episode notes. And that is your Cowbell Tip of the Day. Thank you everyone for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. As always, go to supersizephysed.com for more information. And check out the links in the episode notes for those videos and other free stuff and other things that I have on my website or the courses that I've put out. If they're any value to you, I would love to hear about it from you. If you've gotten some value, please let me know. You can email me or, I just want to hear from you even on iTunes. Just put out a link, click the link and love to hear, if this helped you in any way. And as always, listen to Around the Horn because you get more information because there's more people and they're smarter than me. So check out Around the Horn Health and Phys Ed. You guys and girls from PE Nation are awesome. Have a great day. Have a great week. Have a great weekend whenever you're listening to this at the gym, in the car, wherever, whenever. You're awesome. Let's keep pushing our profession forward.